for a relatively short homily, at least a relatively short homily for me, Josh Applegate was able to get some new cards with the new St. John the 23rd insignia on them. And so they're in the back if you want to take one on your way out. Kind of refers to all the mass times, the confession times, the phone numbers that you're going to need for this year. And so they're really well made. We put them in the little card rack back there. It refers also to something that reminds me of something that happened this morning. The confessions, which start at 8, I'll leave once the line is done. Once the line's exhausted, I leave. So if you show up and there's no one there, it's because you missed the time. I'm actually going to, my big resolution for this next year, school year, is to actually be early, especially at the beginning of the year when so many students are coming back. So you should be early, I should be early, and we'll try to make sure everyone gets to confession. Because thanks be to God, there's a real renewal of confession in Fort Collins over the past, I don't know what it is, 5 years or something like that. I think there's very, very few cities in the United States that go to confession as much as what we have at St. Joseph and here and Sees. And it's, you know, I had a priest friend in Northern Virginia, and he had 20 hours of confession in the parish just like we do. And the other priests teased him and said, "You must have the most sinful parish in Northern Virginia. He said, "I have the holiest," because they know they're sinners. And that's really how I see confession. So grab the card. I'm going to try to be on time, and you should try to be on time. Well, today is the feast of St. Joachim and Anne, and you know, I picked St. Anthony of Padua as my patron saint for confirmation long before my conversion, just because I lost things all the time. And later, he turned out to be very important in my life. Well, I always said if I become a religious priest, because you know, we diocesan priests, we keep our name, but religious priests change their name, I always thought St. Joachim would be the best. Not because I knew anything about him, I just thought it's a cool name. And especially in Spanish, Joaquin, which would be really cool if I ended up, you know, evangelizing Central and Latin America with Padre Joaquin is just a great name. But later, I learned a little bit more about him. Just like Anthony of Padua, I started to learn more about this great man. And one of the things we have to realize, I think Joachim and Anne, they're a little bit hard for us to get our mind around because we've had 500 years of some forms of Christianity that have sort of made Mary to just be kind of randomly picked for the redemption. But it's not like that. Neither in Scripture nor in Catholicism, God had this planned. And so as we heard in the reading there, this is the parents of Mary who gave Jesus his flesh in the incarnation. In other words, biologically, these are Jesus' only two grandparents. Of course, through the foster father, Joseph, he definitely, you know, would have had grandparents there. But genetically, these are the two that formed Mary, who gave Jesus entirely his genome. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't have a genome, right? When the Holy Spirit came upon Mary for the incarnation, that was the incarnation of God as man. But all of the physical came from Mary. But not just that. All of the spiritual life that Mary had to transmit to Jesus, all of the human life that Mary had to transmit to Jesus, had to be commensurate to his divinity to keep the hypostatic union. Those are big words. Basically, it means this. Jesus actually had to learn how to pray as a human. Now, as God, he's in supersonic, infinite union with the Father, as him as the divine word. But he chose, by divine decree, to need Joseph and Mary. Does God need Joseph and Mary? No. But he chose by divine decree to learn from them. Imagine Joseph and Mary teaching Jesus the Psalms, right? Granted, he's God. He's the one who inspired the Psalms. But it says in the Bible he grew in wisdom before God and man. So that was possible for him to grow. Well, all of that had to get transmitted somehow to Mary. And the life of Joachim and Anne had to be equally holy to what the Immaculate Conception was going to transmit to the sacred humanity of Jesus to be commensurate with the divine word. In other words, these weren't people picked randomly. They were of absolute extraordinary holiness. In fact, when I read a little bit of City of God, Mystical City of God, as I was reading about Joachim and Anne, I realized they lived about as holy of a life as your average Orthodox good Catholic tends to think of the life of Mary and Joseph, including me. As I was reading about the mystical visions of how Joachim and Anne lived, I realized this is how I had thought how holy Mary and Joseph were. But in fact, Mary's parents were that holy. Wouldn't you have to be to raise the Immaculate Conception? Well, I don't like to turn homilies into book reports, but I want to give a plug for a book called The Mystical City of God. And The Mystical City of God was a 6-volume set of the life of Mary, private revelation, given by Venerable Mary of Agreda, a Spanish Franciscan, again of the 17th century. Let me rewind. Mary gave private revelations to Venerable Mary of Agreda in the 17th century regarding her life. But these private revelations were so big, it comes to like a few thousand pages. But it's still the gold standard of the life of Mary. And because if you fit Mary's life in to 3,000 pages about what she revealed with private revelation, you're going to have a good chunk on the life of Joachim and Anne. So if you're interested in reading more about Joachim and Anne, I would really suggest you get that book. If you don't have time for 3,000 pages on Mary's life, it will change your life, though. I don't mean that in the mockery sense, because I do have a friend who's read all 3,000 pages, and she's a housewife, and it absolutely changed her life. Now she wants to be as holy as Mary, you know? It really changed her. So I don't mean that in the mockery sense. But if you have a smartphone, and I think it might only be for Mac, so if you have like an iPad or an iPod or an iPhone, there's a really great app called iPietà, and you get about several $1,000 worth of books of the classics, St. John of the Cross, St. John Vianney, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, in a single app for about $5. $5, you get several $1,000 worth of Catholic writings if you have some type of Macintosh, and maybe it works for Droid and stuff, but I know it works on Mac. So iPietà is about $5. And they have the abridged version of Venerable Mary of Agreda's Mystical City of God on that. So, if you're interested in reading more about the life of Mary or the life of Joachim and Anne, you can either get that 3,000-page book or you can get that $5 app. Read Venerable Mary of Agreda's Mystical City of God.